Unit 6, Part 2. Sandy is listening to a radio program. You now have 45 seconds to study questions 1 to 9. Now listen to the radio program. The radio program will be played 2 times. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The radio program will begin now. Welcome to our show, Help Our Wildlife. I'm Ben. In our show, we interview different special people. They all work hard to protect animals in the wild. Today, we have Dr. Kathy Fock with us. Welcome to our show, Dr. Fock.
Thank you, Ben. I'm happy to be here.
Question 1. What is the radio program about? Question 2. Who is the guest in today's program? Dr. Fock, I know you work for Saving Animals Worldwide. Can you tell our listeners about your job?
Yes, sure. My team and I work together to save animals in the wild. Last month, we found an elephant. It had a cut on its leg. We took it to our centre and looked after it. After it recovered, we took it back to the wild.
Question 3. The guest talks about an elephant. Which of the following is the correct picture? How heavy was the elephant? I know they're heavy, but I don't know the exact weight.
Yes, elephants are very heavy. The one we saved was 4,000 kilograms.
Wow! How tall was it?
It was 2.5 meters tall.
Although elephants are really big, I think they're gentle and friendly. Question 4. How heavy was the elephant? Question 5. How tall was the elephant? What other animals did you save last month?
We also saved a snake. It got trapped in a net.
A snake? I'm afraid of snakes. How did you rescue it?
We had to put it in a special bag carefully. To do that, we used a net and wore thick gloves.
Question 6. How does Ben feel about the snake? Question 7. The guest did not use to rescue the snake. I know you don't send the animals to the zoo after you saved them. Why not? Zookeepers can take care of the animals. We can visit them too. Isn't that better?
No, we don't think so. Those animals were born in the forest. We have to help them go back there. We want them to be able to take care of themselves in the wild.
Question 8. Why does Ben think it is better to keep the animals in the zoo? I see. Do you travel a lot for your job?
Yes, I travelled a lot last year. First, I went to Japan to go into the forest there. The trees were really beautiful. Then I flew to Africa to look at wildlife in the desert. After that, I went to India and climbed a mountain. Finally, I went to the US. I liked the waterfalls there very much.
Wow, you went to many countries.
Yes. We're happy that we were able to save animals from different parts of the world.
It's wonderful talking to you. Thank you, Dr. Fock. Next week, we're going to invite... Question 9. The guest went to different countries this year. Arrange them in the correct order. Listen to the radio program again and check your answers. The radio program will begin now. Welcome to our show, Help Our Wildlife. I'm Ben. In our show, we interview different special people. They all work hard to protect animals in the wild. Today, we have Dr. Kathy Fock with us. Welcome to our show, Dr. Fock.
Thank you, Ben. I'm happy to be here.
Dr. Fock, I know you work for Saving Animals Worldwide. Can you tell our listeners about your job?
Yes, sure. My team and I work together to save animals in the wild. Last month, we found an elephant. It had a cut on its leg. We took it to our centre and looked after it. After it recovered, we took it back to the wild.
How heavy was the elephant? I know they're heavy, but I don't know the exact weight.
Yes, elephants are very heavy. The one we saved was 4,000 kilograms.
Wow! How tall was it?
It was 2.5 meters tall.
Although elephants are really big, I think they're gentle and friendly. What other animals did you save last month?
We also saved a snake. It got trapped in a net.
A snake? I'm afraid of snakes. How did you rescue it?
We had to put it in a special bag carefully. To do that, we used a net and wore thick gloves.
I know you don't send the animals to the zoo after you saved them. Why not? Zookeepers can take care of the animals. We can visit them too. Isn't that better?
No, we don't think so. Those animals were born in the forest. We have to help them go back there. We want them to be able to take care of themselves in the wild.
I see. Do you travel a lot for your job?
Yes, I travelled a lot last year. First, I went to Japan to go into the forest there. The trees were really beautiful. Then I flew to Africa to look at wildlife in the desert. After that, I went to India and climbed a mountain. Finally, I went to the US. I liked the waterfalls there very much.
Wow, you went to many countries.
Yes, we're happy that we were able to save animals from different parts of the world.
It's wonderful talking to you. Thank you, Dr. Fock. Next week, we're going to invite... This is the end of Unit 6, Part 2.